Access all areas on FUBAR Radio.
Hello and welcome to our very special bonus episode reminiscing on all things The Only Way is Essex.
The Tally cast have been super busy this year, bringing us not just one, but two series in 2021. So we thought we'd compile some of our favourite interviews with past and present cast members who shared all the goss.
We'll be running through the year chronologically with our first few guests speculating on the 2021 series and reminiscing on the show, which has been running for over a decade. Then we'll be hearing from the current cast and getting the lowdown on the latest series.
You'll be hearing from the likes of current cast members Liam Gatsby, Georgia Kasulu and Roman Hackett, to some good old reminiscing with OGs Fern McCann and Amy Childs.
We're also joined by our lovely co-host Brooke Odom for one of the interviews as well, so keep an ear out for that.
So if you love a little bit of TOWIE, it's time to take a trip down memory lane. We got Georgia waiting.
I think we have.
Oh, let's speak to Mrs. Kasulu.
Hello.
Hello, Georgia. All right, babe?
I'm all good, thank you. I'm in a hoodie, right? So I look really professional. And then I've got my pyjamas on underneath.
I love it. Gotta be done. It's a lucky day, Georgia, isn't it? If you're only in a tracksuit or pyjamas.
Yeah, I've had that. I've been up since 4:30, guys.
Why?
I woke up at 4:30 with like my head thinking, oh my God, I need to do so much stuff. You know, all the things you haven't done. That was going through my mind at 4:30 this morning. I got up, Tommy was like, what are you doing? I was like, I've got to get up. I'm knackered.
Oh, well, you've only got 10, 15 minutes with us, and then you can get yourself to bed. So nothing to worry about. How are you doing? Obviously, big news for you and Tommy, right? last couple of months. how is the pregnancy going on?
Yeah, really good, thank you. I mean, the first 12 weeks, I was obviously filming the series of TOWIE 6 days a week and no one knew, literally like no producers. So that was really difficult because I'm never late and I kept turning up late and everyone was really confused. And I was just really sick.
Like, oh, she's a diva now. Oh, yeah. She's...
They were literally like, honestly, they probably kept getting young with me. And I was like, I'm never late. And I had to keep making a thing about it. Like, are you joking? I've done 7 years and I'm never late. You're joking. But now I feel fine. Like now I don't even feel pregnant. Like I just feel normal. So that's good.
So how far gone are you?
I am 22 weeks, I think.
4, 8, 12, 16, 20. So about 5.5 months.
Yeah. I keep getting confused with the weeks. It's really confusing. And today's a really good day, guys, because Bob, you know how much I love my tea.
Yeah, oh, she's like the queen of tea. She loves a cup of tea, don't you?
Right.
Only PG tips that I'm really fussy, right? I just said it in my story. I'd gone off tea, like,
no.
So when I got pregnant, it was so upsetting for me because I love tea. And I was genuinely upset about it. Well, today I've had 3 cups of tea.
Oh,
yes.
Love it. Today's such a good day, guys. I'm so happy.
I mean, loves tea to the point that I've sat with her around a pool in Marbella and she will order a pot of tea. Even in Marbs.
In the hot weather.
Yeah.
She loves it.
Tea's my go-to drink. And today we've been reunited and I'm so happy.
Have you been suffering for anything? I mean, I've never been pregnant. Exclusive.
Still time, Bob.
Fingers crossed. So I'm not quite sure time-wise how it works or if everyone's slightly different, but do you get morning sickness, George, or have you kind of passed that?
Well, the first 12 weeks, it was literally like all-day sickness. Like, you see that morning sickness thing? That's a lie. Like, it's a lie. The only way I can describe it is feeling hungover every day.
Oh, no.
Ooh.
Like, and Bob, I was filming 6 days a week.
So I bet it, did you start finding it hard in the end? Did you really struggle?
I struggled with filming last series. I was like, I just needed to leave. Like, and no one was understanding when I was getting to filming. I was like, where is everyone? And I was like, I'm starving. And I was like, always eating McDonald's. Like, I love McDonald's. But I was like, I remember turning up to that Chelmsford place, Bob, and you're always on time. Bobby's always on time to film him. Right. He's always there early, but I'm always on time as well. And I remember getting there and I was like, where is everyone? I'm starving. Like, this is not good. And I was like, Tommy, take me to McDonald's. And they were like, whoa, like, you're right. And I was like, I need food now. And I literally, when I mean I'm hungry and I have to eat now, like, it's no half an hour waiting till the scene's finished. And no, I needed a double cheeseburger right now. So that was the series last
time. But moving forward, how do you think you're going to find, obviously, with a new series of Towie starting in the not too distant future? Mm. Are you going to be partaking in that series or?
Yeah. So I'm going to be filming, which is good. I'm going to do as long as I can. Because obviously we're going to be filming the whole, like, a long time, ain't we? And obviously by the time you's all finished filming, I'll probably be giving birth. So I'm not going to be filming until that point.
Huffing and puffing, walking around.
Yeah. I don't really want to be in the sugar heart and my water break.
Great TV if it does.
Yeah, it'd be great. But yeah, so I'll probably film as much as I can. Like, but I'm going to be, you know, as soon as you start filming, I'll be filming. I'll just be bigger.
how's Tommy dealing with it all? Is he super excited? Is he nervous? What's the deal?
Yeah, he's just so excited. Like, we're just both. I've got a bump, like, I don't feel. I think it's because we're in lockdown. It doesn't feel real yet, you know. Like, it does feel real, but it doesn't. Like, I think until we're out of lockdown and we start filming and, you know, I'm out and about, I think that's when I'll really feel pregnant. But right now, it just feels normal. Like, I'm in lockdown, you know.
Have you had to do, like, any of your appointments and stuff by yourself, or has he been able to go with you and that?
Do you know what? I've been really lucky. Like, Tommy's been able to do a lot with me, because I've, like, missed the lockdowns. So, you know, like, my work,
right, in between.
There's only a couple I've done my own, but I wouldn't take him in anyway, you know, like, just midwife stuff. But yeah, I've been really lucky, because I really feel for them women out there that are doing all them first scans on their own, because it's scary. Like, it's a really mad time. And I do think the partner should be allowed in. Like, you've made the baby with that person. But obviously, I understand we have to protect the NHS and stuff. So if they said to me I couldn't have him in, obviously, I'd be gutted. But I get it. It's just one of them things. It's a shame, because you want to experience everything with your partner. But at the same time, it's like, you've got to protect people. So,
George, I've got to ask, have you and Tom found out what you're having?
Yes.
I was so excited.
We knew really early. We did, like, a private test, but we're going to do an announcement soon. I'm not too sure when. I did tease. I asked the other day because I realised I hadn't done it. And I was like, oh my God. So I'm going to do it. I'm just figuring out what to do, but I'm going to make it nice.
How are you going to do it? Is it going to be a social media thing?
I think, yeah. I'll do, but I just don't know. I want to involve Monkey. That's the thing. So I need to work it out.
I love that. He's probably got to be so jealous, because he literally is your baby. But do you mind if I guess what you're having? Because, you know, I'm a bit of a witchy boy.
Go on.
I think you're having a little boy.
Do you?
That's what I thought.
Really? What do you think then? Boy?
Yeah.
Oh my God, really? See, I've had a lot of girls lately. I had a lot of boys, then it's gone to girls, and then now people keep changing their mind. Somebody keeps putting up trainer pictures, they're like, it's a boy. Then I'm like,
well, like, girls don't wear trainers.
Yeah, I've got a mad trainer collection.
Little baby high heels.
Yeah.
George, I've got to ask, obviously, we've got, over the years now, we've had quite a few Towie mums. Have any of them reached out to you since you announced that you was pregnant and kind of gave you any advice?
Oh, all of them, they've all messaged me. Do you know what though, I'm trying not to listen too much, because it's overwhelming, you know. Like, a lot of people want to tell you their opinions. But yeah, they're all giving me good advice, as in, like, what to buy, what not to buy, product wise. But I'm avoiding them horror stories, because I'm telling you now, like, if you heard what I've been hearing, you'd never get pregnant.
Do you mean about the birthing and stuff like that, or just general?
Like, honestly, like, we'll put up a picture. The other day, Tommy put a picture of us chilling, like, me, him, Monkey, and everyone was like, yeah, wait until you've had a baby, this is going to happen, this, us thinking. You know, and you're just like, all right, thanks. Like, stop scaring me. Like, or I'll put a picture up and ask him for something, like, oh, what cot, whatever. They're like, don't do this because this happened. I'm like, oh my God, like, honestly, it's a lot.
I mean, are you one of those people that is super nervous about giving birth, or are you just kind of like, get on with it, it's got to be done?
I'm petrified.
Really?
Yeah, like, I've got to have, like, a human's coming out of my body. Like, I'm petrified. But, like, you know, it's a bit late now, it's got to happen.
Yeah, he or she's in there now.
The baby's got to come out. You know?
Can't wait to see you in the flesh as well, George.
Oh, my God, not long now, Bob.
I know, not long. I'm you so know what? Excited.
It's going to fly. It's gonna. We'll be filming soon, I'm telling you.
Fingers are all crossed. Fingers and toes.
Yeah, let's pray we can film because, you know, the viewers need us back on their screen.
We do. Amen. We all want to be seeing it.
Can I just say something? You know, Bobby's been putting up them really sassy. I messaged him.
The lip syncs.
Yes, I was like, please be sassy next season. Like, I need it. Like, I'm here for it. I'm so hormonal. I need it. Like, I need entertainment. Like, I need to be in them scenes.
Crap, really the message good. We last night about 10:15 going, please bring sassy Bobby back next series. I was playing it.
Bob, are you going to do it?
Well, bring sassy Bobby back.
Yeah.
Maybe it's time for a bit of sass now.
You know what? We've got...
been locked up in the house too long.
Yeah, I'm pregnant. You can be sassy. Yeah.
Please. I'm begging it.
That's how I've been getting through this last lockdown because I've struggled a little bit and I never realised there were so many TikToks of me and I was just like, I was getting DM'd a few and I thought, I'm so bored, I'm going to sit and start recreating it. And the reaction and the feedback to people, I mean, I've had to do some of it because I'm literally laughing half the way through. You know, you watch yourself back, George, and I kind of, especially when you're doing it as a fault, like a TikTok, and I'm watching people's things I used to say when I was like 24, 25, 26 in them scenes. I feel, oh my gosh.
Things you used to wear, Bob. Things you used to wear.
Forget what I say, but things I wore.
I am here for it. And I think, you know, we've had a bad year. Let's go back with a bang.
My TOWIE colleague and friend, Liam Gatsby, is now here. Let's get him in.
Amazing, amazing.
Hello.
All right, there Gatsby. He is. How are you?
Very well, how are you?
I'm very well.
Good, good, good.
What's been going on, Gats?
All good, mate. Just taking advantage of not filming at the minute.
Yes. How did you find the last series?
Yeah, it was good, man. It was good. Obviously, towards the end of it, I had a bit of ag, didn't I? But yeah, it was good. It was good. It was good in the sense of I found a romance on there, the series. And obviously, I'd done my whole music thing. So yeah, it was it was good, but it was also obviously there was ag, but that's TOWIE. Do you know what I mean? Bobby knows that.
Absolutely. It wouldn't be TOWIE if there was no ag, would it?
Exactly. Let's start with the ag bit. Where are you at now with the girls and the ag that you got in? Are things resolved? Have you seen or spoke to anyone post-filming or off camera?
I saw Amber. We went to Dags' 30th. Like, he had another 30th off camera as well. Mm-hmm. I saw her there. It was civil. It was cool. Do you know what I mean? It's Danica's girlfriend. At the end of the day, I'm good friends with Dan, so it was fine. But none. The rest of the girls I haven't seen and we haven't spoken, so that's that, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like you mentioned, you found love last series. Yeah. Well, I say you found love, you got into a romance. Has the love bomb been dropped yet, Gatsby? Have you and Danny said that you love each other?
Not yet. She's got drunk a couple of times and like it might have slipped in. She's like,
she didn't know you.
I don't know, but until it's like on a sober level, maybe. But obviously, they say when you're drunk, your feelings do come out. So who knows?
Mm-hmm. Drunk mind, sober heart, all of that.
Yeah, I do really like her. I haven't dropped it from my side yet, but who knows? And hopefully, in the near future, I will. Just seeing how it goes.
So you say you haven't dropped it yet, but are you feeling it yet?
I can feel myself sort of getting there. Definitely, like I can definitely. I like her a lot. I do like her a lot, yeah.
And are you both officially a couple now?
She's still waiting for that. But you know what it is? I'm just really just trying to get... We're just trying to get to know each other 100%. Because you got to think, like, it's been very, very intense. Like, when we're... Yeah. Obviously, we've been... Really, we've only been dating for just over 2 months. Like, a lot longer than that because we're in TOWIE world. But... Obviously, we've only been really dating 2.5 months, so we're still really getting to know each other. And where we was just dating on the show, obviously, dating in the real world away from the television. It's a lot to dating on TV.
Of course.
Yeah, absolutely. It's really hard, isn't it? Because I think when we're in a series of Terry, time feels so different, doesn't it? So like I say, when you look at on paper, the fact it's only 2.5 months, but I bet you two feel like, well, where we've spent so much time together and filming full on for 3 months, it probably feels a lot longer.
It feels like forever.
Yeah, it does feel a lot longer. Obviously, you're filming every day together, you're getting dressed up, you're going to different events. So one or two days feels like ages. Do you know what I mean? It doesn't feel it's not a real time frame. But no, it's going really, really good. But I'm just not gonna make the same mistake I made in my last relationship, just jumping in very, very quickly. Like I got gassed and jumped in. I asked her to be my girlfriend for like 3.5 weeks and it just wasn't the right.
We live and we learn.
So with Danny, like I do really, really like her more than probably I've liked anyone, but I am just trying to take this one a bit slow and get to know each other properly before I ask her to be my girlfriend. Yeah.
Amazing. They won't know what I mean. I think that's a really grown up way of doing it and looking at things. Sometimes when you rush in, it can all go a bit peaked on quite early doors, can't it? So actually, when you hold back and wait, I think that's sometimes the way to do it, mate.
Yeah, no, 100%. Absolutely. So we'll see what happens. Fingers crossed.
And let's talk music, Gats. You've dropped a new single.
Yeah. Well, I haven't dropped it yet. Obviously, I performed it on the show.
Well, yeah, we've had a little flavour, haven't we, in the finale?
Had a little tease. So, I dropped it, and obviously the reaction's been crazy. Honestly, like the people are loving the song at the minute. So everyone's asking me, DMing me for like when am I going to release it and stuff like that. So I'm just talking to a couple of record labels at the minute, trying to get the best deal I can out of it. So we'll see what happens.
Amazing, amazing. And for those who don't know, what is the name of your single, or is that shh, hush, hush?
No, the name of the single is called Baby, It's You. So I performed it on Towie on the finale. Bobby was there.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like a summer song, summer vibes. I just did a competition actually on my Instagram to give like some fans the chance to be in my music video.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, because there's going to be a lot of good people there, like from the industry, reality TV, rappers, footballers, like so it's going to be a good day out. In my mind, I'm thinking a pool party, so if the weather holds up.
Is that an invite to
yeah, 100%, come down.
He said footballers, I'm like, okay.
Brooks don't know her. She's there. So when do you reckon we're going to be, it'll be released? When can we get it, do you reckon, Gats?
I'm hoping it'll definitely be in June, definitely this month.
Amazing. Oh,
not long to wait.
Nah, definitely this month. Yeah, definitely this month.
So what are your plans? We've got a few months off filming now.
Yeah.
Obviously music, that's something very close to your heart, isn't it?
Yeah, and I haven't seen my mum for nearly a year now. I'm missing her. So I'm looking to hopefully go out there July time. And obviously on the finale, the last episode of Towie, I asked Danny, I didn't ask her to be my girlfriend, but I've done the next best thing. I said, I want you to meet the most important person in my life. I want you to fly out to LA with me to meet my mum. So hopefully she can come out there as well.
I'll give a brief description for anyone that doesn't
know.
But basically, your ex of a long time ago, Harry Durbidge, who's been on the show before actually, is upset that you are hanging out with his cousin, Amy Childs, who we have on the show. So he's probably going to be even more upset about that. So let's get Amy in and not talk about your ex.
Hello.
Hello, Amy, you all right?
I'm not very good at the technical stuff. Definitely not. I'm shocking.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Amy. Really appreciate it.
Oh, thank you for having me. I'm honestly so excited to come on.
How is it being back on Towie? Obviously, I was talking to Bobby about it just now. It must be. Well, it's been a while.
Well, I went on Towie. Well, it will be 11 years this year in September. So coming back on the show, honestly, was a you know, it was a massive thing for me because obviously I love Towie. I've always been a part of the show, and coming back on it, obviously 10 years later, was a big thing for me. But like I said, I've loved it. You know, coming back, you know, very different Amy now. Like, I've got the two children. 10 years ago, you know, obviously Bob would tell you it's all about the Jazzeline, you know, salon. But now 10 years on, obviously I've grown up, obviously the two children, but yeah, it's still amazing. I still love the show, and obviously I like talk about Bobby, that we film together a lot, so we have a laugh, don't we, Bobs?
We do, but, and I think we're a little bit more natural now, aren't we? I mean, you had your flaming red hair, I had jet black hair.
I know.
We've evolved, but you was telling me recently you're thinking of bringing the red back, aren't you?
Right, so I've said I'd love to bring the redhead back. I think it's very me. I think it's, I look in the mirror, right? I look in the mirror and I think, do you know what? I just don't feel like myself. But when I've got that red hair, I feel like I'm back. Is that, if that makes sense?
Yeah, yeah.
I put a red wig on the Towie special, and the red wig back on, I was like, oh my God, it's just me all over again. Like, I just love it. So the red will be coming back, but I'm not sure when.
You're really lucky because you've got such amazing eyes. You're one of them people that can get away. Any hair colour you have, it's like that red as well, just popped with your eyes.
You're just biased, Bob. You're biased to me. You are.
Now, people who watched Ep 1, which went out Sunday night, will see that we were speaking and we went shopping for some new home furnishings. You're thinking a D-Essex in the home, which is quite a bold statement. How's that going? Are you still thinking it? I mean, look. Typical, I've got the diamond egg bulb behind me.
look, I've got the crushed velvet in the back.
It's so true though, isn't it? Every person in Essex, and we can't generalise, but 99.9%, we all have a canvas of Marilyn somewhere. We love a diamond egg bulb. Everyone's got live, love and laugh.
I've got live life. What is it? Live, love.
Live, laugh, love.
I've got save water, drink wine. Loads of people have got that. What else? Oh yeah, I've got something now. I can't... friends, listen,
furniture.
But I've got to be honest with you guys, I've had, since the show went out on Sunday, I've had about, I've no joke, about 30 messages on my Instagram, people saying, I can't believe you're getting rid of the crushed velvet. I had a bit of abuse on my social media. Oh. People saying how amazing the crushed velvet is, and yeah, I got quite a lot sick about it. I had about 30 messages, you know, you need to, you know, think yourself lucky, crushed velvet's really expensive, and yeah, I got quite a few strange messages, really.
So people are really passionate about crushed velvet.
People are loving the crushed, honestly. Look, listen, I can't sit there and say I don't like it. I do. I think it's very dated now. I think it's very much been done. And when obviously me and Bobby was talking about it, you know, I think I just want to be a bit different now. Like, I think that because I've had it for like literally 10 years, what is the saying, Bob's? Out with the old, in with the new.
In with the new. What was this sofa you was telling me about? Chesterfield.
Chesterfield, it's like classy, it's very like old times, like
it's actually quite similar to your headboard, Bob, in that it's like studded. Oh. It's like a studded button,
but you know, it's like a chaise lounge, like it's very much like
I like the sound of it.
And I'd like to do a little bit of that, but I'd like to go like the green. I like the powder pinks. I like the gold. I'd like to go, like I said, keep going out of this crushed velvet and headboard. I'm going to go in with like the old school. Like I watch Bridgerton and I think, do you know what? That's what I have my house like. I've decided.
So you want to live like a duchess?
I'd like to, yeah.
How are you finding Towie's second time round, Amy? As you say, you did the first and second series and you came back last year. How is it to be back and how different does the show feel? Because obviously years have progressed and the cast is a lot bigger now. We've got a lot of new faces.
Do you know what I think? I think 10 years ago when we filmed it, I think it was, nothing was ever out there. Like there was not a show on, you know, there's no, obviously we had the Big Brothers, we had the Jungle, but we didn't have anything like Towie. And obviously when we got approached through the show, I thought, do you know what? It was, you know, obviously Bob's, it was, you know, set, the scenes were set up, but we're all our real people. So they literally used to just film us. And we were just, yeah, we were just very young. Like I was 19. And we remember just me and, you know, the girls, literally me and Sam would talk about something and then it would be like, it was honestly, it's so strange. I think 10 years on, I think, you know, obviously people still love TOWIE, it's people's guilty pleasures. Obviously, I'm so amazed, I'm so glad that I'm a part of it, you know, 10 years on. But like I said, I think 10 years ago, I think it was very new, it's very fresh. Like I said, we didn't really know what was going on. You know, we used to film a scene at the Sugar Hut and think, what were we actually talking about? And then when we came back, we remember going, oh my God, you know, like going back to the Vajazzle, like the Vajazzle 10 years ago for me, you know, the producers come to me and said, like, you know, what do you do, Amy? And I said, do you know what? I do Vajazzling. And they was like, what is that? So I remember going to like the producers and talking about it, said, look, I'd love to do it. And it was only literally when I filmed it the next day, it was like, it, honestly, everyone spoke about it.
It went huge. It was in America and everything, wasn't it? Like,
spoke about it, Paris Hilton, you know, she did. Me and said to me, Amy, can you give me a Vajazzle? I want to come. So it was absolutely mental. It was honestly a very pinch. Honestly, I'd pinch myself so much, you know, obviously 10 years ago. Yeah, it was really mad. It was so crazy. But then people still talk about the Vajazzle now, and I think I'm always going to be known as the Vajazzle Queen.
Yeah.
You know?
It's funny, isn't it? How certain people have the things. I think mine's the Schlongfong. Yours is the Vajazzle. We yes, all have was. These moments. But the good, the bad, and the ugly, they kind of follow us. But you're so right. I think because we was the first of our kind, there was no Made in Chelsea. There was no Geordie Shore. Essex Towie was the original. Oh, she's gone. Here she is.
Oh, there you're back.
You're gone. So I think when Made in Chelsea didn't exist, there was no Geordie Shore. Because TOWIE was the first, I think it was very iconic, wasn't it? And it was so mad to us, because I think back in the very early days, we didn't know who was watching. Like, we didn't realise what the interest would be, did we?
Like, I must admit, like, when we first went on to, obviously, it was on a Sunday night, I remember, 10 o'clock, ITV2, I remember the first show going out, you know, and I thought I was going to go back to my normal job. I thought I was going to go back to my 9-to-5 job. Obviously, I worked at a beauty salon. I was a full-time therapist, and, you know, I was going to go back to work. I was happy going to go back to work. But it's only when the first show came out, I literally went to Tesco's the next day. I got absolutely mobbed. You know, people like, oh my God, Amy, cuddling me. And I was like, oh my God, what is going on with my life? Like, it just was so bizarre. But the memories I had back from obviously series one was amazing. You know, the Sugar Hut, you know, we had Mark Wright on there, and there was just such iconic characters that it was just, yeah, it was a great show. And like I said, I still love it now. You know, I'm still so glad to be a part of it. And obviously when me and Bob film together, we have such a laugh. We can't stop giggling, so.
Is there anyone else you'd like to bring back? You mentioned Mark and Sam. Is there anyone who you'd love to see back on TOWIE?
Do you know what? I've always said I'd love to bring Sam back, because when me and Sam got together, when we obviously done series one together, we just had such a laugh. We just laughed at the silliest things. And yeah, so I definitely would say Sam, because yeah, we did have crazy mad times. Yeah, and obviously people love, you know, Mark Wright. He was a great character. You know, there's never going to be anyone, you know, in Essex like Mark Wright. So he was definitely a big character of the show. But yeah, that's it really. I think I've always said I'd love to get a show with all the mums, you know, all the mums, because obviously we've got children now and obviously how different our life is, and just do like maybe like a show on the mums, you know. Obviously, Bob's, you can, I mean, you can, but, you know.
I'll be an honorary mum.
showing like, you know, mums, you know, how obviously TOWIE 10 years ago and how, you know, we've got older and, you know, people still think we're the same people, but of course we're not. We're different. We get older, we get wiser. You know, we've made mistakes in the past, and I'd love to do like a mummy/baby show with all the girls from TOWIE. Because obviously Georgia, she's obviously going to be becoming a mum, and I think it would be a really good show. I'd love to do something like that.
Get on the phone to ITV. I'll host the reunion at the end.
Yes.
Bagging that job.
Oh, my God.
Thank you. Definitely. I'd love to do something like that, 100%.
Amy, I wanted to ask you, obviously, whenever I'm around yours and we're filming, Polly, she's been doing quite a bit of film. She does scenes, bless her. And she loves it. You can tell she really enjoys doing it. Do you ever show her back her scenes? Does she see herself on the telly? And what does she think of it?
So today, I said, Mum is filming today. She was like, Mum, I want to film TOWIE today. I said, Mum, got a guy's skull. No, I would have filmed Howie. She sees herself in the adverts. We watched Saturday Night Takeaway the other night. She was on the adverts. She was like, "Ma'am, I'm on Howie." The teacher... teacher at the school actually pulled me in and said she keeps on saying that she's on TOWIE. you know what? It is what it is. Listen, I'm a very, you know, I'm very, listen, I'm, Polly's very confident. I'm a very confident person. I think she definitely gets it from me. But she's good. She films, she's good. Listen, if she never wanted to do it, if she never was wanted to do it, said, "Mom, I don't want to film," whatever, then I would never let her. But she absolutely loves it. You know, she knows she's going to be on TV. And yeah, she loves it. She loves sitting there. And it's, yeah, it's honestly, do you know what it was? Like the other day, I remember, I obviously watched TOWIE on Sunday. And it's such a big thing for me, being on TOWIE 10 years ago, being very young. And now obviously me 10 years on with Polly, I do, it honestly, it makes me like, you know, really emotional, because it's so lovely having, you know, my daughter on TOWIE that, you know, 10 years ago, you'd never thought I'd put Polly on. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's crazy, but lovely at the same time.
Are we the next generation? They can take over when you guys are all too decrepit and old.
Yeah. I'll be calling ITV, don't you worry.
Getting them contracts, Chris Jennering it up. Getting them 20% zone.
I know.
You mentioned the teachers. How are the teachers like? Do they ever mention her filming? I know they say that she tells all the kids she's on TOWIE, but do you ever feel they're disapproving about it?
I don't know. See, Polly goes to a really lovely school in Brentwood. It's a really nice school. It's very small, very quiet. No, I just, like, I do pull up to the gate sometimes, like, obviously, when I first had well gel, because obviously I had well gel on my number plate. The teachers must have thought, what is going on? Like, really? But look, I am what I am, you know, and yeah, but they've not said anything to me. I think they find it really funny, because at the end of the day, I am myself. I'm never gonna be anyone else. And yeah, if they don't like it, then, you know, hey ho.
Would you encourage her to go into showbiz? Because I mean, it's not always easy, is it?
Do you know what's there? I'm not sitting here now, and, you know, like with my industry, you know, I must admit, like when I got approached to do TOWIE all them many years ago, I remember sitting with Mum and Dad, and I remember saying to her, "Mum, I've been approached to the show." Mum and Dad said to me, "No, Amy, I don't think it's the right thing for you to do. It's not great. You know, Essex had such a bad reputation all them many years ago." And I remember saying to Mum, like, "Oh, please, Mum, you know, I don't know what's going to happen." And I remember saying to Mum, "Please let me do the show." And obviously I then done the show. And yeah, I think we shocked a lot of people, because I think when it first started out, people was going on my, you know, it weren't even Instagram then, it was Twitter. Mm-hmm. It was Facebook. People going like, "Oh my God, what a load of like shit this is." And because, and probably at the time, people was like, "Really?" And I remember the first episode going now and people thinking, "Is this a joke?" We got absolutely abused. But do you know what? The second series, it was people's guilty pleasures. People absolutely loved it. But going back to Polly, you know, if she said to me, "Look, Mum, it's something that I want to go into," I'd never say no, because that's where I've come from, you know? And, you know, like I said to you, if she said to me, like, she's only three, she's a baby still. Yeah. And if she she was tired and she had to film, I'd never would push her and go, "You got to film." I'd never do that. I'm not one of them pushy mums, but I know that she loves seeing herself on the TV, and I just, yeah, I love it. It makes me really happy.
My lovely friend and my cast member, Clelia. Here she is.
Ah!
Clay, how are you, babes?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, doing good. I was just saying, there's been a little bit run down the last couple of days, but I find that when a series ends, do you get a little bit like your body just goes into a weird rough mode?
Bob, I have been saying to my family the last week, I have been so lethargic. I can't do anything. I feel so tired. And I started to think, like, is it hay fever? Am I suffering so bad?
Is it COVID?
Exactly. My body physically aches. Yeah.
I think it's the shock of the last series. How did you find it?
I mean, it was a whirlwind for me. It was mental. It was mental. I had a lot going on at the start, I think, with the Amber and Rem and all that jazz. It was a different series for me than it has been for the past couple of years.
I think you found the same, didn't you, Bob? Felt a bit different this time around.
Definitely.
Yeah. I'm not going to go into details, but just a bit different.
Yeah, but very, very different. Yeah.
Yeah.
And like you say, so you started dating on it. How did you find that, Clay? Because this is like the first series that we've really seen you multiple dating.
Like, it was strange. Like, when I first joined the show, I was like sort of seeing Dan. So that was the last time viewers had sort of saw me like dating or even like talking about a guy. So it was, I think it was weird for them and it was weird for me, but it's actually, I find it quite nice to date on camera because it's like you can just sort of be yourself. I felt like I could be myself because I'm so used to being on the show and stuff. So I felt like it, for me, it was quite easy, but maybe for Rent being new, it might have been a bit more difficult, but I quite enjoyed it, to be fair.
Does it feel a bit weird knowing that people are going to watch it and maybe judge what you say? Do you kind of end up second guessing? Because not only are you then kind of trying to get to know this person or that, but then you're also aware that people are watching. I don't know, it must be weird.
Yeah, because it's like you want to say like nice things to them, but like you don't want to say things that might offend other people. It's really hard, actually.
Or you come in out in an edit looking like really beggy or something, do you know what I mean? Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah,
I got trolled for even saying to him, I'm not interested, like people hated me for that, but got to do what you got to do.
A little stick for that, Clay.
Yeah, I did. But then I think I got the same amount of love as I got stick, but I was quite shocked. I thought I was doing quite a decent thing by telling him to his face and not doing over text and all that stuff, but apparently not.
I just think dating on camera is one of the hardest things, but even dating in general, but for someone who everyone thinks is the most confident person in the world, when it comes to dating, I'm so not. I mean, you know me inside out, Chloe. I could sit on live TV or do a radio show every week, no problem at all. But to go up to someone and go fancy a steak and chips or a bit of a loo,
maybe it's the way you say it, Bob.
Maybe, but I don't know what it is. I just get really awkward with dates, and then knowing that there's like six cameramen around you.
Yeah, that's the hardest bit. Like the fun dates are good, but when it's a dinner date and you're like I was trying to get to know Rem, like it was so. It couldn't have been any more real. So it was like sweating, like watching everyone watching. And then when we have our little breaks, they're like, oh, this is so cute. And you're like, do you want your date to be cute? Do you want it to be funny? What do you want it to be like?
I guess as well, you guys were quite lucky because when this series first started, we still couldn't go into restaurants and stuff, but you guys could, couldn't you? I remember seeing earlier on, it was like, oh, the excitement of them being able to sit like in someone's garden when we couldn't. But then as this series has gone on, so the restrictions has lifted, has it changed anything on set? Actually, go to both of you to ask that. Or is everything still quite strict?
I think it was hard at the start because the fans thought that we were like, you know, really enjoying ourselves going out, but these places had opened for filming, so it wasn't like anyone was, you know, enjoying themselves, but it wasn't,
you were working, it wasn't like
it wasn't what you think, what it looked like in a sense. Like I saw there was a lot of like complaints about what we were even doing, but it was just all to film the show. It's just to get our stories across. We just needed a location, but it was nice towards the end, like everyone was getting to be together a lot more and see each other a lot more, which was nice, and it felt more real. Like it just doesn't feel normal when you've got to like stand 2 meters away from someone when you're trying to talk to them or try to have a go at them,
shout at them.
But
did you find it weirdly, because I definitely did, I think the first meal I had, I mean granted didn't end the best, but regardless of the context of the conversation, I had this like weird moment where I sat at a dinner table and thought, I've not done this for months. Hadn't been in a restaurant. And like, I know you guys have been filming in clubs and stuff. And there's that weird moment where we hadn't been allowed to do it for so long.
Yeah, and you sort of like don't know what to do with yourself. You're like, oh, do we act normal? Do we have a little bit of a dog? Do we not?
It's like, I think this is going to be, this isn't just people filming TOWIE, right? This is going to be people generally when things start to open. I don't know quite how, you know, we have to order everything on an app on the phone. We can't go up to a bar, in a pub.
I know.
It's just going to be weird, isn't it?
I haven't actually been out well, since yesterday, since the new ones, into a restaurant properly. And that's going to be strange, I think. Well, a pub. I think a pub's going to be the weirdest thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, going up to the bar and, like, yeah, that's just going to be bizarre. I actually should go to the pub soon.
we'll organise it.
Yes.
So, Clay, looking back on the last 3 months of our last series, which I think series 28 now, have you got
any post... insane when you say that.
Have you got any post-series regrets, or is there one thing you would change?
You know what? No. I actually think this was one of the first series in a while where I felt fully back to my normal self and felt like, because I've got this family support at home now, I feel like I can sort of go to filming and sort of like say exactly what I want to say and not like feel too shy or feel too nervous about it. And because of that, I'm like, I wouldn't regret anything that I've done, because I felt like I was proud of what I did for myself. Not proud of like getting into arguments, but I'm proud of myself, if that makes sense.
Oh, good for you. It's nice when you have a series like that.
Yeah, it's, I just feel like it was it.
You said it, Bob. I didn't ask the question, all right?
we'll take that bit out.
But yeah, I mean, it must be funny when you are like needing a real life, but then you do this show and then, you know, something like it says at the beginning, set up for your for the viewer's entertainment, right? But you are still living through it.
Yeah, it's still real stories. It's still real, like, everything I'd done this series couldn't have been any more. It would have happened if the cameras weren't there, you know? And that's what's important about TOWIE, is keeping the realness, I think.
And I think it's that disclaimer that confuses some people sometimes, because even still, after 10 years, people go to me in Sainsbury's or wherever, but how fake is it, or how much is real?
And yeah.
Like, no, it's real. Like,
I know.
Like, but we know you get a script, and like, no, there ain't no script. That's the best bit. We did.
Yeah, that's what I say. I say, I wish I had a script, because it'd be a lot easier from what I actually want to say.
Yeah, because then you quite, it's like going into an argument with everything, a point by point plan that you want to get through in this argument with someone.
Plus, we'd be getting paid more. We'd be active.
Yeah, you'd be in the what's it called, the acting union and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Do you think, obviously this series coming to an end, are you expecting to come back? Are you hoping that you'll come back? What's kind of
I hope so. Yeah, I mean, I really hope so. I know that each series, no one really knows what's going to happen. I mean, I'd love to. I love doing the show. As sometimes, as hard as it is, I absolutely love it. I wouldn't be doing it if I didn't, you know? So I hope so.
We actually have one of your TOWIE co-stars coming on. Well, former TOWIE co-stars, Fern McCann.
Yeah, a bit of Fernie in the house.
So let's get her in. Your old mucker.
Hello.
Hello.
There she is.
Hello, darling.
How are you, Fernie?
You are looking absolutely gorgeous, Fern, I have to say.
Stop. Thank you. That's very kind.
There you are. I'm loving the hair, Fern.
Oh, thanks, babes. I've clipped it back just to get it out of my face. And I've got a lot of breakage going on where I've over-processed and bleached my hair to fudge. But do you know what? The day before my 30th, I was like, I just want it gone. I had this moment where I was like, cut all my hair off. This was last year. And here we are with like a mum bob, you know.
Oh, well, this is who you are now, isn't it, you know?
And how is the lovely Sunday?
She's good. I can hear her scream. Literally 2 minutes before this interview, she was screaming and going mad, but now she's really laughing. I can hear her downstairs running. Thank God I'm living with my friend Carl, because he's entertaining her downstairs. I'm like, is she gonna creep up and get involved in the interview? But yeah, she's good. Thanks for asking, Bob.
How is lockdown? I guess it's a completely, I mean, Sunday's three now, isn't she?
Yeah, she's three. So I'm actually day four of quarantining for 10 days, because I've recently come back from a trip to South Africa. So we're like, oh no, we're day five. I'm losing track of days. But
Yeah, I mean, this lockdown is completely different to the first one for me, because I had my mum living with me on the first one. So I had like childcare on tap. Whereas now the struggles are real. It's like trying to get everything done, cook dinner, clean, look after a three-year-old and do work commitments. It's intense, but, you know, what can I do?
Is there a new man on the scene, Miss McGowan?
Probably.
And the union is going
to... I have to ask.
Because we've seen you... aubergines from brown paper bags.
Yes.
I know where your mind has gone. Yeah. I know you.
You know me too well.
Yeah.
Love this. He's a bit of a salt fern.
Thanks, Bob. It's out there now in the press. So I've literally just seen an article today. So I might as well just say, yeah, there is. And I'm happy. And it's very early days, although I've known him for years. I actually met him 5 years ago in Marbs. Would you believe it, Bob?
Of course.
But yeah, it's early days. And I'll just see where it goes.
And how has it gone from, like you say, 5 years of kind of friendship, I'm guessing, have you kept in touch or texts here and there, to who initiated the let's make it something else?
Oh, Bob, I don't want to go into details. It was more of like, you know, I feel like everyone these days can keep in contact with people via social media and Instagram. Like, you can see what people are up to. You don't have to be texting every so now and then, but you know, these circles are quite small in London and Essex and the surrounding areas, so you know, you might bump into old flames from time to time. And listen, like, we're having to almost, like, you're not going to meet anyone in lockdown, for goodness sake, so we're having to tap up some old flames.
I think that's fair enough, and I think you're definitely not the only person doing that at the moment.
Definitely. Fern, you mentioned 2021 and journaling being one of your resolutions. What's in store for your 2021?
God, I mean, I thought that we wouldn't have been in a lockdown, but here we are, back again. I'm almost like, woo, lockdown party, kitchen parties with me and my friend Carl, and that's about it. I'm actually welcoming the uncertainty, because, like, we got the T-shirt last year, and we know what we're dealing with, so I'm just going to try and be positive. And actually, sometimes when you don't really know what's going to happen, like, we can't plan, for goodness sake, because our plans seem to go out the window and we can't really do a lot. So I'm just like, do you know what? I'm here for it. What will be, and like, I don't want to drum too much about it, but I'm literally so into manifesting and meditating and making vision boards that I'm just hoping for the best, guys. So I don't know what's... I've got some exciting projects, and first time mum is coming back, which is really exciting, and just going to see what happens.
Amazing. Positivity all the way, Fern.
Yeah, all the way. I think it's key to try and shift that mindset if you're feeling low and negative, to try and I know people are struggling, but try to like put a positive spin on things.
Definitely.
How are you guys, anyways? Bob, I'm loving this quilted backdrop.
You get so many comments about that bloody headboard. We should get it sponsored the show.
Yeah.
Yes.
The thing is, as well, this is kind of where I spend my life at the minute. I just feel like, as everyone, we're barely leaving the house because of...
I'm on my bed as well.
The old lucky day. I had COVID over the Christmas and New Year's, so spent a lot of time sleeping 14 hours a day in it. But do you know what? I find things overwhelming sometimes. And I'm not going to lie, I've had certain days this lockdown where I've kind of struggled a little bit. But I think rather than being overwhelmed, thinking, when's it going to end and all that, just one day at a time, baby steps.
That's it. 100%. That's why I think it's really important in life. And I'm not going to sit here and start preaching, because I don't think it's that sort of radio show. But it's like, for me,
for me to I think it's really important to find opportunities where you can be in the present moment. So instead of getting lost in this worry and things that you can't control, to like literally be in the present and by taking each day by day is key, you know, and finding like things where that you can do to bring yourself into the present moment. That's why I love home cooking so much. I literally love it, and anyone can do it, from store cupboard goods, like just open your fridge and, like I said, get an ingredient, type it into Pinterest, pulls up like a heap load of recipes and just get cooking.
We're very excited. We have Towie star Roman Hackett here, so let's get him into a chat.
Perfect.
Hello,
Ro.
Yes, Bobs.
How you doing, mate?
I'm good, man. How are you?
Really good, thank you. Really good. Thanks for joining us this evening.
Anytime, Bobs. No problem.
What have you been up to?
Just been chilling, honestly. Filming on a break, ain't we? We're back to filming tomorrow.
Yes, you've had a little break from the last series.
Yeah.
It was quite a series for you, wasn't it? How did you find it?
No, obviously, that was a good series. And obviously, my first one was a couple of months back. Obviously, the start of it was nervous. Back into my second series now, I think I was just myself. Like, I was comfortable, got to know everyone on the show. And I think it was just better for me as a whole, to be fair. Yeah.
What made you want to join the show in the first place? Because it can be quite exposing, can't it?
Yeah, it can be. But I just thought of it as an opportunity, to be fair. Because obviously, I've done modelling for 3 years. I've obviously got my own concierge company with my mum as well. So I thought it's a platform where I could probably just boost that up and it'll be good for myself as well.
When I interviewed you in the studio a few weeks ago for the official after party,
we were
speaking about Miss Brockett.
Oh, and
you said that you wouldn't mind if she stuck it on you. Has there been any developments on that? Have you slid into her DMs
and tried to pursue her?
Has she pursued you?
No, nothing's happened there, boys. Nothing's happened there so far. We're just friends at the moment.
At the moment? Are you wanting a bit of the Brockett run?
No.
And you don't tell me bullshit lies.
No, she's a nice girl. She's a nice girl, isn't she? She's a nice girl. Yeah. She's a nice girl, so we'll see.
Watching this space. Also, finale's just aired.
Oh, yeah.
You was up against it a little bit with Danny there, obviously, one of your best mates.
Yeah, it was crazy.
How are you feeling about all that now?
I'm right now, to be fair. Obviously, it happened. What happened. Obviously, Danny just made me look like a donut, really, just by basically calling me a straight-up liar, so...
What did happen? Just explain it to anyone that doesn't know.
Obviously, on the show, I was... had a conversation with Danny and just talking to her, because I know that she wasn't happy at that moment in time, and obviously she tells me everything, and obviously, I don't really think... I was just saying to her, I don't think you two are compatible at all. Like, she's obviously younger, she's 23. How old's Gatsby? Like, 30? How old is he, Bob?
I think a couple of years younger than me. I think about 33.
Yeah, even like 33. I was just thinking, long term, can I see you two together? I said no, because obviously she's 23. She's got a completely different lifestyle. Like, she wants to probably party still, whereas I can see Gatsby with someone older who wants to settle down. And I just said to her, I don't think you two are right for each other. And obviously at that moment in time, you two ain't happy. So why are you still together? And obviously she weren't happy with me saying obviously, but I was just doing it coming from a good place. And she just took it the complete wrong way and said to Gatsby that I just said I was lying and shit. So obviously that backfired, and then Gatsby come to me all guns blazing. I just stuck it on him because he's just chatting shit.
And have you heard from Danny since the finale? When all this happened?
I messaged her. I got no reply. So I've got no time for it at the moment. Honestly, I couldn't care less if I didn't speak to her again.
Obviously, Christmas special is going to be starting this week. Then there's two Christmas specials this year, isn't there?
Two, yeah, there's two.
So, Towie being Towie, I'm sure your paths are going to cross with Danny. Possibly Gatsby as well. 100%. Let's have it right.
What, and those boxing gloves ready.
what do you think you will say to her when you have a bumping with her, shall we say?
Oh, honestly, Bob, if I was to see her, like, people are probably going to think that I'm going to just like be my nice self again, because I'm just a nice person in general. But if I was to see her, because she just blatantly called me a liar, I generally would say to her, I don't care if I never talk to you again, because at the moment I don't, because So you know, like, I'm the right idiot. I was trying to do something to be there for her, and she just flipped it on me and just backed it. But yeah, yeah, it's your boyfriend, you got back your boyfriend. But if you just admit what you say, there would be no problem. Because the thing is with her, like, she's, if they're not happy, she tells me they're not happy all the time. I think she never tells Gatsby what she tells me. And that's the main point I was trying to get through to her. If I said to her, if you just tell him what you tell me, you two could probably progress in a relationship and you could actually move on and be, and get bigger and better. And then obviously what I was doing was completely wrong, apparently, but I don't think what I've done was wrong. So I literally just say to her, I think you treated me wrong. Like, we're supposed to be like family, and you've just stuck me in doghouse straight away, literally.
Do you think that that's potentially the friendship done for you now, right?
100%, 100%.
Thing is, it's Towie, so you never know what might happen in the next...
honestly. You know. Honestly. From my side, I'm finished with her until, like, when her and Gatsby break up, I know for sure she'll probably end up coming back to me and saying sorry to the dude, because I think it's Gatsby all in her head, because he's not, I don't like him at all. I did like him.
Can you say when, not if? I mean, so you're pretty sure that they are going to split up?
They're going to split up. They're not lasting. They ain't lasting.
And the thing is, obviously, when you film the show, you're going through it at that moment in time. How did it feel for you to watch it back? Because you kind of have to relive it, don't you, when it then goes to air?
Watching it back, obviously, can I say? Obviously, because the edit, sometimes, obviously, you film about for like an hour and 2 hours or whatever, and obviously it gets cut down to like a 2-minute clip, doesn't it? Well, you know, Bob's that. So from when it happened, I was thinking, I hope it don't get edited in a way for me to look bad, whatever. And obviously, watching the show, I think it was perfect because... it just shows me, I was coming across nice as well. I was coming across not aggy at all to start off with. Even with Gatsby, in the scene with Gatsby, I was being nice at the start. And obviously he started to get muggy. So that's why I got heated. So I'm happy with the way it looked, to be fair.
Mm. But obviously, you know what Essex is like, where people have their little their opinions, and there's the Essex rumour mill. For anyone that's saying that you might have brought this up or that you've addressed this because you like Danny.
Oh,
what's your thoughts on that?
That's so stupid. Yeah, if me and her had a kiss years ago, like, if I wanted Danny, I could probably have been with her when I kissed her a time ago. But now, like I said in the scene as well, we've built a relationship now where I see her as family. So I would never ever go to her.
Do you see a long-term future in the show for yourself, or are you just kind of seeing how it goes?
I'm just seeing how it goes. And obviously, I'm really enjoying it at the moment. I'm not, obviously, anything can happen. Obviously, you saw the cast got cut last season. So anything can happen anytime soon. But for now, I'm just really enjoying it, to be fair.
And you're looking forward to the Christmas special. Any predictions for it?
Drama, Bob. I can just tell it's going to be drama. I'm ready
no
for
shit.
It.
No shit.
I think you're probably right.
Literally, I'm ready for what's to come, but there's definitely going to be drama. Obviously, Brockett's back in town as well. So
now she's back from Manchester. Is it something, I know we touched upon it at the start of the interview, is it something you're going to pursue?
Oh, no, I don't think so.
No. Is there any lucky lady in your life, though, that you're talking to away from the show?
There was one, but I don't know what's happening at the moment. It's a bit sticky right now.
Bit sticky? What do you mean sticky?
But it's a bit like, I don't know whether she's serious or unserious. You know when you're getting the vibes, you're just getting the weird vibes.
Do you get a lot of attention sort of like on the socials and all that, like people like DMing you and all that kind of thing?
Yeah, I do, to be fair, but I don't really take no notice to it. To be honest, before Towie, I used to chat to so many, I used to chat to left, right, centre, all the girls. But then when I got into Towie, obviously the attention, you got more and more attention as it goes on. But as I kept getting more attention, I didn't take no notice of it. Like, I never replied to no one really. Like, I don't really get excited by girls as much as I used to be fair.
Are you quite liking single life, Ro?
Yeah, I'm enjoying it, you know, Bobs. Actually, I really am enjoying it, to be fair. It's a stress-free life. That's what it is, stress-free.
But you know what? We've talked about this before, me and Bob. It really is. I think there's something to be said about...
It's true, man. Literally.
Enjoying yourself for yourself and kind of getting on with it.
Absolutely.
It's a much better life, man.
Friendship-wise on the show, you're quite close to Lockie and Pete, aren't you?
Yeah, I actually am, to be fair. Got a good relationship. So obviously, Lockie knows my... So he is friends with my mum's boyfriend. So obviously he looks after me anyway, but from being on the show, I just think when I'm filming with Pete and Lockie, I just be myself like I always am. And I just think it's banter, it's funny, and they're good boys as well, to be fair.
We hope you enjoyed this TOWIE bonus episode, and we'll see you back next week for the first new show of 2022. Woohoo!
Hooray!